Kwalificerende luistertoets Engels A2, versie H. Je gaat luisteren naar een gesprek tussen Andrew en Olivia. Ze werken in een bioscoop in Londen. De opname is opgedeeld in fragmenten. Na ieder fragment hoor je het nummer van de vraag. Lees voor het luisteren de vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. Luister dan naar de opname tot je het nummer van de vraag hoort. Kies het juiste antwoord. Lees in de korte stilte daarna de volgende vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. De toets begint nu.
Hey, Olivia. How are you doing?
Hi, Andrew. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad. Are you working tonight?
Yep. I'll be here in the ticket office all night, selling tickets.
Oh, great. Me too. I'm on the door, checking everyone's tickets. We don't want anybody getting in for free, do we?
Not at all. It's great that you're working too. So we'll clean the rooms together after, right?
Yes, I think so. I'm really not in the mood to work yet, though. I've just come back from 2 weeks of sunshine in Greece. It was so nice. I had a really great time. I love the food there.
1.
And what are the Greek people like?
They are really friendly. I like them very much. One morning I wanted to say the Greek word for good morning to the hotel receptionist. Instead of good morning, though, I said nice fish in Greek. Now I know they have very nice fish in Greece, but you don't greet a Greek person like that, do you?
So what did the receptionist do?
He just laughed. He must have thought that I was stupid. But he didn't say anything about it and greeted me as he always does. They are very polite, Greek people.
2.
Yeah, that's true. And you're right about the food, you know. I love Greek food too. I go to a Greek restaurant called Rhodos a lot. The waiters there are very friendly and the food is fantastic. You should try the Greek potatoes. They are good. And the salad and feta cheese are also very nice. I can't tell you the Greek names of the dishes, though. The food often has really funny names. For example, I love some of the fish. I can't say their names, but I can eat them. No problem there.
Hey, stop it! You're making me hungry.
3.
It's not really busy yet, is it?
No, it isn't. How long have you been here? You've worked here for a month now, right? What do you think so far? Do you like working here?
Yeah, it's well organized. I worked at another cinema before this, selling tickets and sometimes working behind the bar. You won't believe the things that happened there. One day, they showed a film, but there was no sound for the first 10 minutes. They only fixed it when a person in the cinema told them about the problem. Bad service, eh?
4.
Oh well, things can go wrong at every cinema. One night, we had to change a lens before the next film started. I was new, like you are now, and I didn't know how to do it. So I ran downstairs to get Jeremy, the assistant manager. But I fell and hit my head on the door. It really hurt, and there was quite a lot of blood. It's a good thing Jeremy was there with the first aid kit.
Oh, you hit your head? I can't tell. You have a beautiful...
Oh, stop it, you!
5.
Do you work a lot then?
4 nights a week. But sometimes they call me on my nights off, when I'm at home. One night I got a call from work. They wanted me to go in because a colleague had left his keys inside and had closed the door. The problem is, you can't open that door from the outside without keys, so he couldn't get to his keys.
And you had a key to the room?
Yes. We all have keys to the office, the front door, and the film room. That's why I had to come and help.
6.
Excuse me, where can I find out what movies are playing? There's no information about it anywhere.
You can see the movie list on the wall over there, sir. We also have printed leaflets with the full movie titles and starting times for this week.
Well, what good is that? I want to know what the films are about. And I can't find that information anywhere. You really need to do something about this.
Well, actually, there are posters in the hall with a lot of information about all the films. Maybe you could go there and have a look. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, forget it. I'm going home.
7.
Hey, Andrew, look, that girl over there is crying. Maybe you should go and help her.
Oh, all right. Hi, what's wrong?
I was trying to buy a ticket to the movie Love Always, but there are no more tickets. It's my best friend's 16th birthday, and we wanted to go together. I'm so sorry for crying. I'm being stupid.
No, that's okay. Just buy tickets for the midnight show, and I'll let you in now.
Really?
Yes, really. It's no problem, but don't tell anyone.
Thank you so much.
8.
You're a nice person, Andrew. Do you know that? I hope your boss thinks so too. What kind of films do you like yourself?
I like action films or thrillers. And you?
I like the kind of films that you don't see in big cinemas. They are more special. They are not like the popular Hollywood films. They can be a little strange sometimes, but I like that.
Well, of course strange and special films are not very popular. The cinema where I worked also had those films, but we often had an empty house for those films. Even on Friday and Saturday nights, when it's normally very busy.
9.
Did I tell you? Last week, there were about 30 people in the cinema watching Star Trek. Something broke down after 20 minutes, and we couldn't start the film again. The assistant manager went in and told the people in the room that he was sorry. He said we would give them their money back, but not the full price, because the visitors had already seen the commercials and a part of the movie. The customers were very unhappy about this, of course.
10.
Anyway, nobody left the cinema, so we felt we had to give them their money back. All of it. It was a late show, 11 p.m. I think, and we wanted to go home. There was no shouting or anything. Everybody just sat there quietly. In the end, after an hour and a visit from another manager, the people got what they wanted. We also gave them free tickets for an extra film and free popcorn and drinks. And do you know what? The assistant manager lost his job because of it.
Elf.
Really? I've had some angry customers too. One night I was checking two customers' tickets. The film was only for adults, so I asked them, "Can I see your identity cards, please?" The guy said that he had forgotten his ID. So I said, "I'm very sorry, sir. I can't let you in without an ID that shows you're 17 or older." And then he started saying very mean things to me.
What did you do?
I asked him to leave, but he didn't want to. So I called security, and the customer looked a bit scared because our security officer is a very big man. Maybe you've seen him. He wears a uniform, so maybe you know who I mean? But anyway, the customer didn't leave. He wanted his money back. I said he could have it back, but I also said he wasn't allowed to come back that night, and we have never seen him again.
12.
Good for you.
By the way, what's going on with Eddie Murphy these days? he doesn't make good films anymore. I don't like any of his new films. I like his older films. They are so much better.
Yeah. Maybe he should only do cartoon films, because he does the best voices for those films, better than anyone. Have you listened to his voices in the films Shrek and Mulan? Wonderful, aren't they?
13.
Oh, yes. And if you want to know more about Eddie Murphy, just look on the internet. I can tell you about a lot of fun websites and blogs where you can read about films and download them, if you want.
Do you use the internet to do that? A lot of companies watch everything you do on the internet, you know. I should warn you. They want you to click on their ads. Every time you go to a website or click on a link, they get information about your life and the things you like.
Oh, you shouldn't worry so much. My life isn't interesting anyway.
My life isn't interesting either.
14.
Perhaps that's going to change. I think you look like that famous film star, you know, Christina Buffet.
Yeah, right. People always think I'm a famous star. I can't help it.
Well, you're not the only one. Many people say I look like the film star Gary Wood, only bigger. But I think I look more like the rapper Mosley.
Ha ha, you wish. He's much better looking than you are.
15.
Thank you. So you have the keys to the projection room?
Yes. I already told you so.
So we could actually go up there and put on any film we want?
Yes, but only when the cinema closes. Then we could do it secretly. But we can't tell anyone, and we have to wait until everybody has left. Only if you're not afraid, though.
Me? You must be joking. I'm never afraid. Let's get some popcorn.
16. Einde van de toets.